I think I'm, you know, mentally, as coach would say, mentally tough.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't. It's something that I just can't. I can't get. You know, I can't get out in front of.
Yeah.
I have, but then I always kind of lapse back. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't. You know, the solution is to do this, feel better.
And while also
start understanding that you don't need to have all these things and trying to reprogram your mind a little bit and, you know, speak with, there are people to speak to about it and stuff. I don't know. Right now daddy needs this juice for the needle. Yeah. I think it was a diabetes drug. For like type 2.
Yeah.
I think my dad had this. He had the same pens, and he was, when he stayed with us, he was always, go get me one of my pens. Like, okay.
Okay.
And I think, but he used to get like six at a time, because I'm sure Medicare pays for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but not Humana, I guess. We'll find out. Very expensive, my Humana policy. Very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Although it did kind of pay for itself when I was in the hospital.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They sent me a bill for, you know, it's the whole health. I don't understand how the healthcare system works. So I can't take a side or anything in the Obamacare debate or whatever. Although I do see a lot of people interviewed about, a lot of Trump supporters interviewed they talk about how he needs to, stop the government, handouts and whatnot. And then they all seem to be on a government handout, which I find that's interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
But the bill was like $1.2 million or something. And then the hospital negotiates it down with the insurance company, and then... I don't know. It was a couple hundred thousand for the 2 weeks that I was in the hospital.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Wow.
Yeah. Like $1.2 million. I mean, that's like a fake. That's like the fake.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Like when you go to a store, marked down from $1.2 million.
Yeah.
$1.2 million? I'm not even worth that.
Mm. Wow.
I mean, you just put me down. I think if they went to my family, it's going to be like when you go to the vet. It's going to be $1.2 million. How much to put him down?
$800 bucks.
Let's do that. He won't suffer, will he? No, not unless you want him to.
Yeah. It's $1,200 if you want him to suffer. Okay, we'll do let's do that one.
All right, the email of the day brought to us by Greg Halford Private Jewelers. Email Michael over there at greghalford.com, and he'll give you a 15% discount.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But not on something that's been jacked up to $1.2 million.
Right.
I don't even know. I mean, I was trying to read it and understand it, and it's like, okay, this cost, let's say, $100,000, but we're going to let you we're only going to charge the insurance company $3,500. I mean, it's just like, what are you, what?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got to be some kind of a accounting trick, right?
I would think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But, as President Trump said, turns out healthcare is complicated.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Wow.
Mm. All right. Let's see what we got here. This is from Curtis Taylor. So I was working out in Joplin, Missouri this week. Like, not working out, I think, but like working.
See, I told you, if you work out. I've seen Curtis. He's not fat.
I was working in Joplin, Missouri this week, and perhaps he was working out as well. And because I was driving around a lot, I was catching up on some old podcasts. For whatever reason, I started to earworm RTA. I hadn't listened to it for a long time, but there it was. Finally, I said, okay, I'm going to listen to it on YouTube because all your songs are on YouTube. And so I did. And then after that came Falklands and then Hump Day Fever. Now Hump Day Fever is my earworm. Thanks a lot, Teenage Radiation. BTELTLCS, Curtis Taylor in Clarksville, Indiana. All right, Curtis. Thanks, buddy.
Cool, man.
I guess I'm flattered that I'm an earworm.
You had some big hits back then, man. Some good parody stuff.
Yeah. That was a fun...
A fruitful period.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun to do those. I don't really...
Do you get the bug? Do you get an idea every now and then for one?
Not really, no.
Yeah.
Not really. I don't know why. I just don't. I'm not that passionate about anything anymore, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was easier to, you know. I mean.
Well, there was also you doing shows, you're doing live shows with the band, yeah. Going out of town, doing gigs. So you had to keep the material coming.
Yeah. I mean, somebody gave me a good topic and a tune, I could probably put something together. But I don't really listen to a lot of... it's not like it used to be where there was like a top 40 chart. And
yes.
You know, I mean, you know, music's way more spread out now. So how do you pick a song?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, you know, what does Al Yankovic do? He picks like Lady Gaga songs and
he
stuff
picks
like
the
that.
Hot stuff, yeah.
And I don't even know that stuff really. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. And we're certainly not in an environment where you're playing it every day like you might have been before when you're playing.
Yeah, I mean, we could, I guess.
Yeah.
We could. For whatever reason, the mood doesn't strike me. This is from Scott Keeler. Hey, Stever, have an idea, and I think you can finally resolve the way that overly aggressive personal trainer treated you, the woman on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about that anymore. He wants me to have Frioli Joe blow up... inflatable me and just have him walk up and down the sidewalk, which is funny. But again, that's something I don't have a desire to do stuff like that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unnecessary.
Yeah. I'm very, you know,
And plus you never know what Joe might do on your behalf.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to see him torch a business. Just
come on, Esteban. We got great coverage. We're all over the news. Yeah, but we're going to jail. The jail's not so bad.
No, it's just inflatable Steve.
You want to lose weight? Jail's the place to do it.
And it'll be just you and me sharing a cell.
You won't feel like eating naturally. Uh-huh. Oh. All right, then. 844-DUD-DAWL is the phone number here. I have not checked today to see if we have phone calls, but I'm pretty sure we did the other day when I looked, so I'm thinking there's at least those and possibly more. And we like taking the phone calls very much. Yep, got a ton of them.
Excellent.
Let's say hi to...
Hey, guys. Listener Jimmy.
Jimmy.
I'm Libertyville. Listening to you the other day talking about your old beef helmet commercials. And how you used to hawk that beef helmet
on WCKG. Mm-hmm. I did like 5-minute commercials for these people, and they still weren't satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't sell enough bee pollen. All right, well, you're selling bee pollen. So,
how much do you normally sell?
Does everybody want bee pollen? I can't imagine they do. I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should have thought about selling something a little more popular.
We tried St. John's wort.
Bee pollen. And all you got to do is go online and see that it doesn't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know.
Yeah.
That nature's balanced fruits and veggies.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I took that bee pollen religiously as long as you touted it, and I was healthy as a horse.
Oh.
And then you quit touting it, and I ended up with liver cancer. So I went the chemotherapy route, spent $250,000 on that kind of silliness. And then I find out I could have cured myself with nature's balance, fruits and vegetables. Man, listening to all those sad sack motherfuckers talk about how they got cured of this and cured of that, I'm damn sure it could have cured my cancer. So maybe I'll just call Mark Gasson and see if I can keep my deductible out of his ass.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, man.
Welcome to the Dawlcast. Bye.
I think he might have just recorded a commercial we can...
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to Dahl.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.